Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Weekly. Merry Christmas to everyone. It is week 16 in the NFL as the Houston Texans sit atop the AFC South in sole position of first place, heading to Tennessee this weekend to hopefully clinch the division against the Titans. But the big news of the week was the Pro Bowl selections. DeAndre Hopkins was selected for the first time in his career, and J.J. Watt will be making his fourth consecutive appearance.
Oh, it's always a great honor to be selected to the Pro Bowl. No matter how many times you make it, no matter how many years you've been in the league, it's always an honor to be considered among the league's best. And so it's such a credit to the guys on my team, though, you know, the coaches, the players, for putting me in position to have success. And I'm very fortunate. It's a high honor.
I mean, I worked hard, you know, and, you know, it's an individual award, but also, you know, I feel like it's a team achievement. You know, without these guys, I wouldn't be able to make the plays that I make, you know, and put in a position, you know, from the coaches also.
All right, congratulations again to both J.J. and DeAndre, and also to Dwayne Brown, who is named as an alternate. All right, well, it seems we can't go a week without talking quarterbacks, and this week is no different. With T.J. Yates out for the remainder of the season with his torn ACL, it comes down to Brandon Whedon or Brian Hoyer. Now, Brian Hoyer has still been going through concussion protocol all week long. His status at this point is he's been cleared to practice, but not necessarily to return to playing in the game on Sunday, so the Texans are preparing for both.
I think as we go through the week that we'll determine that. Some of that has to do with Brian Hoyer, you know, and his ability to be cleared. He was in practice today, so he took reps in practice and those things. And so, you know, I'm not going to really get into a lot of depth at the quarterback position with you guys. Where we're at right now, you know, we're still working through all those things.
I think really, you know, it's up to the doctors. And you know, I have a great group of people here, you know, Cap and his staff, the doctors, Billy, Rick Smith, they've all been great with it, and I trust those guys. So I know, you know, they'll do what's best for me.
You know, at the practice field, the same. You know, I'm going to study the same. I'm going to do all the same things mentally, you know, to try to get myself ready. And then, you know, I may get a few extra reps this week maybe that I didn't last week, and a few extra throws of some guys that maybe I haven't in the past. And, you know, that was probably the thing is, you know, I really didn't get a chance to throw many routes to these other guys because there's just limited throws out there. So, you know, if I get a couple opportunities to make a couple throws I might have to make if I were to play on Sunday, you know, at least I've seen them once or twice and got a little bit of a feel for it.
And a very similar situation for the Titans as well. Marcus Mariota left the game against the Patriots with a knee injury. Enter Zach Mettenberger, a quarterback that the Houston Texans are very familiar with.
I think that we're going to get his best because, you know, when you're in a quarterback, a particularly young quarterback, that has played in games, and now then a younger quarterback comes in and he becomes the guy. So I think that he feels like he's got a little bit to prove, and so he'll try to make an impression for sure.
Obviously, you'd rather have film on a guy than not have film on him, and we've played him a few times now over the last year and a half or two. He's familiar with us, we're familiar with him, and it's going to be a good challenge on Sunday. It's going to be fun.
And if we haven't talked about enough different quarterbacks yet, let me introduce you to one more. B.J. Daniels. The Houston Texans made a roster move, picking him up off the practice squad from the Seattle Seahawks to replace the injured T.J. Yates. This is a kid out of South Florida who's very versatile. He can play wide receiver as well as quarterback, and I had a chance to catch up with him.
I mean, I have a lot of expectations of myself. You know, I'm a competitor, you know, but I'm just happy to be here. You know, whatever they throw at me, I'm going to try to, you know, make the most of it. You know, I have a lot of different things, you know, that I'm trying to, you know, carry on my plate right now. You know, every NFL team has a playbook like a dictionary. So, you know, I'm studying like crazy.
Well, you know, you're a versatile guy. Obviously, you can play quarterback, play wide receiver. Pete Carroll said that he's happy for you because he knows quarterback is what you want to do, and that's the intention to be here. But he's also, in the whole Seahawk organization, you know, sad to see you go. That's got to kind of make you feel good, that knowing that you were kind of wanted in two places.
Yeah, Seattle's a great organization. You know, they I've been there for a while, 2 years. You know, had opportunity to go to two Super Bowls. The coaching staff was great to me. You know, and I love all the players and the coaches there. You know, they really, you know, have helped me mature as a, you know, NFL person, player, quarterback, and especially as a receiver. You know, so I have nothing but you know, respect for them, and I can only tip my hat off to what they've, you know, done for me and the opportunity they gave me.
So what, you know, obviously we know kind of your versatility, but kind of give us the scouting report on your strengths and what you could bring to the table immediately.
Well, I can run around a little bit. You know, I don't really know right now what they, you know, going to have me doing. There's a lot of different things in our game plan. So, you know, whatever I can do to help out the team is really my biggest focal point right now.
All right, we have to take our first time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll have our weekly visit with Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us.